To mark the 30th anniversary of Jackson Triggs in Niagara-on-the-Lake this year, the winery is presenting its biggest ever summer concert series. The lineup features a total of 23 concerts between June 9th and September 15th, including amphitheater mainstays The Sam Roberts Band, Chantal Kreviazuk, Serena Ryder and The Trues, and bona fide Canadian music legends Randy Bachman, Jan Arden and Colin James will all be performing at the Mississauga Street outdoor venue. 30 is a milestone year for us and we're thrilled to be hosting 18 of Canada's top artists and bands for a remarkable year in concert series history, says Srijith Sasikumar, estate manager at Jackson Triggs. Every seat in the amphitheatre offers an intimate concert experience and a night to remember for any music fan. Artists keep returning to this venue because it offers a performance like no other where they can genuinely engage with audiences. The series kicks off with its traditional opening weekend of two performances by Roberts and his band, who recently released Picture of Love, the first single from their upcoming album to be released this fall. Performing at Jackson Triggs is one of our band's longest-running summer traditions, says Roberts in a press release. We keep coming back for that close connection we feel with the crowd. We're excited to kick off the series this year and keep the tradition going. That connection may be even closer than Roberts thinks. Sasikumar told The Local, a sister site of Thorold Today, on Tuesday morning that both of the Sam Roberts Band shows sold out in 15 minutes, as did the Jan Arden and Dwayne Gretzky dates. He is working on trying to get permits to add even more concerts this summer to meet the demand. Making her debut at the Jackson Triggs Amphitheater on August 18 is electro jazz, pop singer Charlotte Cardin, who won 3 Juno Awards last year, including Artist of the Year. And St. Catharines-based country singer-songwriter Tim Hicks will take the winery's stage for the first time on July 8. I've been to Jackson Triggs a zillion times, Hicks tells The Local, but I've never performed there, and I've never actually seen a show there. I'm so pleased that I'm included in this year's lineup. It's always special to play close to home, an opportunity to play for friends and family I don't often get to play for. And I get to sleep in my own bed at the end of the night. Hicks' performance, billed as a campfire troubadour show, will see him take to the stage in a trio format for an acoustic run-through of some of his biggest hits. The trio consists of Hicks on guitar and vocals, Chris Altman on banjo and steel guitar, and Jeff Willingham on guitar. It will be a first for him to play a show like this in the Niagara area. I tell lots of stories, and the setlist for these shows changes on a whim, he laughs. I'll just call out a song from time to time and the guys just roll their eyes and go along with me. It makes for a fun show. Asked who else from this summer's lineup Hicks himself might show up to see, he immediately lists another first-timer, Donovan Woods, June 24, as his first choice. I've written with Donovan, but I've never seen him perform live, says Hicks. I've done lots of stuff with the Trues, they perform on June 16. Hicks has toured with the band in the past, and I'm such a fan of them. They are the real deal. On April 29, Hicks points out as a side note, he will appear with Colin and John Angus MacDonald of the Trues at Central Community Centre on York Road in a Songwriters in the Round performance in support of the Education Foundation of Niagara. The writer and singer of hit songs such as Stronger Beer, Stompin' Ground and Here Comes the Thunder says he is humbled to be on a list of shows that include such big names. If you would have told 15-year-old me that one day I'd be included in a lineup of shows with some of these artists, he says, I would have fallen over. It's still surreal, even 10 years in. I'm just thankful that I'm still able to put out records and people seem to be interested. Since its first shows in 2001, the 500-seat open-air amphitheatre has hosted more than 150 of Canada's finest musicians, becoming synonymous with Canadian music history. The artists want to come here because we are such a well-known player in the music industry, Sasikumar explains. And people love to come here to enjoy the shows. It's such a great atmosphere. When it comes to Canadian music history, there's probably no one who can match Randy Bachman, whose first international hit with the Guess Who, Shaken All Over, came in 1965. That's almost 60 years of rocking and rolling. Bachman is scheduled to play on August 10 and 11. When we first approached him, he was super excited, says Sasikumar, so much so that we decided to ask him to play a second night. He was down for it immediately. Also appearing this summer at Jackson Triggs are the Strumbellas, the Rural Alberta Advantage, the James Barker Band, Matt Anderson, Bahamas, William Prince and the Reclaws. Ten-piece Toronto-based cover band Dwayne Gretzky closes out the season on September 15. Tickets are on sale now. The full lineup with dates and tickets can be accessed here.